Our favorite Sunday is here, Selection Sunday. I'm John Johnson, and your football playoff primer is next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sunday evening at 7 on Fox Sports Detroit, the qualifiers and first-round pairings for the 2014 MHSAA football playoffs will be announced in a 60-minute program. This is the 16th year of the 256-team, 5-week, 11-player football tournament, and the 4th year of the 16-team, 4-week, 8-player playoffs. So to get you ready for your journey to the finals, here's a rundown on how teams make the tournament and how they're placed in brackets. The majority of the teams in the 11-player field will be those winning 6 or more games playing 9-game schedules, and those with 5 or more wins playing 8 or 7-game schedules. Heading into this weekend's action, 167 schools had already qualified by win total, and another 90 schools were just one win away. Of those 90 schools, 8 go head-to-head this weekend. So you could say our working number of qualifiers is 171, and there's 82 schools a win away. And for you number crunchers out there, about 20% of those schools a win away are playing opponents this weekend with 6-2 or better records. Waiting in the wings are 83 schools with 4-4 records heading into this weekend's games, who are hoping to be in that group of teams that finish 5-4 and score playoff berths. Since 1999, there's been an average of 239 automatic qualifiers each year. That number has been as low as 225 last year and as high as 251 in 2007. Over the last 5 years, the average of automatic qualifiers has been 234 schools. Once the qualifiers by win total are determined, the playoff field is filled out with those teams with 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 records with the highest playoff point averages, which are proportionally added from classes A, B, C, and D. For example, if 8 teams were needed to fill the field, then 2 teams from each class would be added. If it's an odd number, you add in A, B, C, D order until the field is full. Once the field is set at 256, the schools are ranked by enrollment, and break lines are drawn every 32 schools to create 8 divisions. The 32 schools in each division are then placed on their own maps and drawn into districts of 4, and then those districts are paired to create 4 regions of 8 teams each. Within districts, the teams with the highest playoff point averages host the 4th place team, and the 2nd place team hosts the 3rd place team. For the first 3 weeks of the playoff, the team in a pairing with the highest playoff point average will host, regardless of the distance between the two schools. Semifinals, the weekend before Thanksgiving, will be at pre-arranged sites. The 4th annual 8-player tournament will take the top 16 schools by playoff average, divide them into 2 regions of 8, and then districts of 4 teams. That 4-week playdown concludes on November 21st at Greenville, a primetime championship game that can be seen the following day and Thanksgiving night on Fox Sports Detroit. So tune in Sunday night at 7 for the Selection Sunday show on Fox Sports Detroit, and when the show is over at 8, you can view all of the qualifiers and pairings on the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.